The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Florida, a Texas-based criminal gang has entered pleas after finding new ways to rob ATMs. In Texas, a mother is arrested after intentionally spiking the drinks that were being stolen from her child's lunchbox. And in New Jersey, a woman is convicted in the murder of her father and his girlfriend. These stories and more coming at you today, Monday, March 11th, on Real Life, Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Mike Agavino. And we are once again without our partner in crime, Woody Overton. Hopefully, we'll get some things out on social media about what's going on. And we're really confident Woody will be back with us for Wednesday's show.
We're going to get into Florida first for once, and we're going to talk about some gangs that have found a new way to rob ATMs. And I brought y'all stories like this in the past where they chain them up and yank them out of these concrete girders.
Drive down the interstate with them.
Drive down if they can get that far. This case, you know, they've come up with other ways, and crooks always figure out a better way of doing things. And two men in a Houston-based criminal gang have pled guilty in federal court after being charged as part of a roving nationwide ATM crime spree in which a new method was used to break in cash machines, robbing banks in Florida and other states and netting hundreds of thousands of dollars. Charles Matthews and Shy Fields grabbed the cash by tracking, and get this, threatening the ATM repairman while he fixes the unlocked machine in broad daylight. A relatively new crime technique that prompted the FBI to warn law enforcement. Traveling ATM robbery crew shifts tradecraft to include surveillance robbery targets was the headline on that email that they sent out to all these law enforcement agencies. In previous robberies, as I've told you, criminal gangs would target ATMs with what they called the hook and chain method. At night or in the early morning hours, they would back large trucks up to the ATM and yank the machine out of the ground before making off with it in a vehicle. But this Houston area gang has started to shift gears. And here's how they do it, according to the FBI. The robbers start by precisely damaging an ATM near its safe door. And that sends out an error message, but does not cause enough harm for the ATM to send out a panic alert that would involve the police. The error message prompts a service technician to be notified that, hey, there's a faulty machine, and the repairman then goes out to fix it. The thieves hide, and they wait until the repairman arrives, and then he arrives and he opens the ATM for repairs. Then they ambush the technician and remove the cash from the unlocked machine. It only takes a few minutes. The FBI says the tactic is low risk and high reward. The Houston-based robbery crew surveilled and targeted ATM service techs in Indianapolis and in Arizona. The gang made off with $132,520 from one ATM in Indianapolis and $108,000 from an ATM in Arizona. In the Indianapolis robbery, one of the robbers held a gun to the side of the technician's head and struck him with the barrel of the weapon. The FBI detailed how Matthews and Fields in particular, who both pled guilty in Tallahassee last month to one count each of bank robbery, robbed a Wells Fargo Bank ATM in Tallahassee of $88,700 earlier in the year. The FBI arrested them in November. At about 1:30 p.m., a company contracted to maintain those Wells Fargo ATMs arrived because of the error message it was showing, just like we told you, and they pulled off that same scheme where they were waiting on them. As a matter of fact, they were wearing masks and hoods. They rushed the tech, and fearing the men were armed, he just raises his hands, ducks down, and begins to move backwards. The robbers, one wearing glove and the other with socks on his hands, go figure that one.
Couldn't find his gloves that morning.
Couldn't find his gloves. Removed several cassettes which held the bills from the machine. All of this was captured on surveillance video. They drove away. They threw the empty cassettes on the road after removing the cash. Now, according to the FBI, ATMs contain four cassettes, two for $20 notes and two for $50 notes. Each cassette holds up to 2,000 bills. That would amount to $280,000 in a fully stocked ATM. So this is way more beneficial than robbing a bank.
I was doing my
inside.
How many ATMs out there? I've seen in like Vegas and some other locations, the ones that have $100 bills, but most of the stuff seems to be only 20s.
That's correct.
And so if you had $132,000 all in 20s, it would be 6,600 $20 bills.
It was fully stocked.
If it was fully stocked.
Yeah, you would have to hit it when it was.
Well, you said they got $132,000 in one of the.
They did. And the average in an ATM machine, the average is 150 grand in an ATM machine. That's the average that on any given day, you're going to have about $150,000 in an ATM.
God, that's so much more than I thought was there.
Oh, yeah. It's a ton. And, you know, if I were thinking on the criminal side of things, when are you going to rob ATMs? Well, it would be holiday times, right, when they're going to stock those suckers up because people are withdrawing cash. So maybe, you know, Christmas, Black Friday, you know, Black Friday, you probably want a full ATM machine the day before, you know, those sorts of things. So I'm sure these guys think that way.
But how often do you come upon an ATM that's out of service? Fairly often, right? I mean, fairly often. So
I don't really come across them that often. I mean, I don't go to the ATM a whole lot, but
I mean, I probably 5% of the time or less, but I'm just wondering.
Is it
the time, someone? the time between an alert is given that an ATM requires service and the actual repair tech shows up. I mean, that's got to be sometimes that could be more than a day. I mean, sometimes that could be a couple of days, right? So they stake these locations out.
Well, I would disagree with that because I've actually interviewed a company that services ATM on Local Leaders of Podcast, and according to them, they're on call 24/7. So if an ATM sends that error machine, it goes straight to them. It's not like it goes to a bank manager and she has to call and set up an appointment. It's almost like a beeper. It tells that company right off the bat.
And so we're thinking these things are getting fixed within hours.
Yes.
Of it happening.
That's how it should work.
Okay. Or these guys are trained to deal with sleeping and staking out a place and waiting a day and a half.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
For 125 grand.
Certainly worth it for 125 grand. So,
you know,
you learn something new every day.
There you go.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
My allergies are throwing my whole morning off. Do I sound different to you?
A little bit. You sound like, it's that time of year though, bro.
I sound different to me. I feel like I'm in a submarine.
Yeah, well, have you tried Astapro? It's faster, bro. Oh. Right? Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Hey, I use this. And you should too, Jim. Last weekend, I planted my garden, and it's that time of the year, and my allergies really kicked up with it, right? I use Astapro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game, down on those rows, planting my stuff.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to AstaproAllergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. AstaproAllergy.com. It's faster, bro. Uses directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Astapro and go.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Well, we're going to post a picture of this gentleman in this next story. You will recognize him if you've been a fan of this show for a while. He was sentenced this week, and I'll remind you of the story, and his picture will probably flash in your memory. Otherwise, like I said, we'll post it. But this guy was sentenced. His name is Jeremy Pauley. He's 42 years old. He's from Thompson, Pennsylvania. I don't know where Thompson is, but he was sentenced on Tuesday. But let me remind you of his crimes before we talk about his guilt. Pauley admitted to buying and selling human remains that were stolen from Harvard Medical School and a mortuary in Arkansas. Basically, Pauley was a middleman between the suppliers of the body parts and the buyers, a sales rep, if you will. Handsome Jeremy pleaded guilty to the charge of abuse of a corpse back on January 8th of 2023. So 14 months ago, he first pled guilty. In exchange for his plea, prosecutors dismissed other counts against Pauley, including two counts of receiving stolen property and one count of dealing in proceeds of unlawful activities. Pauley received 2 years of probation for the abuse of a corpse charge. So This guy got probation for being the go-between with in the trafficking of dead body parts all across the country and all of these deals. So Paulie's still facing federal charges from the U.S. attorney in Pennsylvania. So maybe they're going to he's going to catch a big sentence on the federal charges. But basically, he was given a slap on the wrist for that first set of charges. He pleaded guilty in September to those federal charges, which include conspiracy and interstate transportation of stolen property. In pleading guilty, he admitted to his role in a nationwide network of individuals who bought and sold human remains stolen from Harvard Medical School and an Arkansas mortuary, the U.S. Attorney's Office said in a statement. Paulie bought body parts from the former manager of the Harvard Medical School morgue, who sometimes let his customers come back and pick out body parts from cadavers in the morgue, the U.S. Attorney's Office said. Paulie also admitted to selling many of the stolen remains to others, at least one of whom also knew the remains had been stolen. In June of 22, police went to Paulie's home after receiving a tip about suspicious activity, and Paulie told police he was a collector of oddities and said that he legally bought the 15 to 20 human skulls he had in possession in his home. Unable to arrest Paulie in June, police returned to his home in July after receiving another tip saying there were buckets of human skin and human organs in Paulie's basement. Police executed a search warrant and found 3 5-gallon buckets filled with body parts, inventory, if you will, in sales speak. Let's hope that the U.S. attorney in Pennsylvania actually puts this guy away for a little bit this time. That trial, that sentencing is coming upon us in the next month or so. But so far, this guy's gotten a slap on a wrist. On the wrist, he had the 15 to 20 human skulls in his house. He's traded these human body parts for years, and when you look at them, you'll get a picture of what it takes to succeed in the business of selling human body parts.
Mm. Wow.
Freak show. He's got antenna coming out of his head.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember him, and gauges in his ears. And yeah.
He's got a horn. He's got a horn and some antenna, and he's got, those big holes. He's got half of his face is tattooed. It's an interesting look.
Well, I mean, Mike Tyson's face is half tattooed.
Mike's got a great tattoo. Very classy tattoo. Don't talk about Mike's tattoo.
I like his tattoo. I'm down with it. All right. Well, we're going to go to Texas. And a Texas mother is facing charges after officials said a drink she made for her son sent a classmate to the hospital. Deputies responded to a call about a sickened student at Legacy Traditional School, which is in southwest San Antonio suburb of Alamo Ranch, on Tuesday, March 5th. Investigators were told the child started experiencing nausea and a headache after drinking a classmate's beverage during PE, which deputies discovered was a mixture of lemon, salt, and vinegar inside a sports drink bottle. Although the contents of the drink were non-toxic, the incident resulted in the child being hospitalized. Now, deputies say the drink was purposely spiked by the boy's mother because the classmates had been stealing his beverages. Through the course of an investigation, it was learned that the mother of the student who provided the drink intentionally mixed the contents to prevent her son's drink from being stolen at school by the other students. The 45-year-old mom was arrested and charged with injury to a child, according to officials, and she was booked into jail and her bond set at $1,000. Hospital staff told deputies the sick child required additional medical monitoring but would eventually be discharged from the hospital. I mean, it was lemon, salt, and vinegar. So I'm not saying I agree with what the woman did, but that's, I mean, it's not going to kill somebody for sure. That's just going to taste nasty is all that's really going to do.
Lemon, salt, and vinegar? I mean, I don't
know. But what about the guy that stole the drink? Nobody's talking. You shouldn't have been drinking my son's drink. That's what I'm thinking.
Was the son in on her plot?
Oh, I'm sure he was. I'm sure she told him, don't drink this drink today.
Right.
This is for whoever's stealing your drink. Said it was
one day his drink wouldn't get stolen. I mean, clever on the part of mom.
I thought it was pretty clever, and she was definitely not trying to poison somebody. Well, this mom was just trying to teach a thief a lesson.
None of these are lemon, salt, vinegar.
They're just nasty. I don't even know. They're talking about this kid going for medical attention.
Got no case against this mother.
But they put her in jail. They actually booked her into jail.
It had to be before they knew it was lemon, salt, and vinegar.
I would think. But yeah.
I actually like that, Mom. Your kid's getting bullied. Maybe you pick something that doesn't have any chance of landing someone in the hospital. But, I mean, I wouldn't have thought lemon, salt, and vinegar. I'm sure what she thought was the kid would spit it out.
Think it tasted bad, never steal his drink again.
Although that actually could have got her son's ass kicked badly, because if the kid then thought the son did it, right, because he wanted to get
at the kid. The kids ain't that smart. The kids ain't – there's no way a kid's going to think of that kind of plot. You did it so that I would – yeah, they're not going to
But if you're the kind of bully that's just taking a kid's drink, you might go after him if you thought he –
Here's a little vinegar with your chicken nuggets.
Interesting story. Should try a little lemon, salt, and vinegar in there. I don't know what his normal drink was, what it was supposed to be.
But. Probably lemonade or something, because that would look like lemonade if you were.
Give it a shot.
I mean, I kind of shout out to that woman.
Yeah, it's not that far from a margarita. I mean, you know.
Shouldn't be stealing my son's drink. It ain't far from a margarita.
Depends on how much of the vinegar is in there, I guess, but.
I guess, but I mean, I think you could down a ton of vinegar and not hurt you.
Yeah, I think like, mom in that case, did they say her
name? I'm sure he just tasted it. I don't think he drank the whole thing or whoever.
Did they give mom's name out?
No.
I think mom could be a little bit of a anti-hero there. She started marketing what she did. She should, you know, market a beverage that is the beverage you put in your kid's lunchbox in case the bully tries to drink their drink. But wow. See, she tried to get even in a much more friendly way than our next story.
Oh.
Because hell hath no fury, as you know. Hell hath no fury.
Like a woman scorned?
Exactly. Sometimes that woman is a love interest or spouse, and sometimes that woman is your daughter. On Friday, following a four-week trial, a jury found Sherry Heffernan, age 57, of Landenburg, New Jersey, guilty of two counts of murder and weapons charges in connection with the deaths of her father, John Enders, who was 87 years old, and his girlfriend, Francois Petoy, who was 75. She was also convicted of possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose for using a handgun and a knife in the commission of the murders. Heffernan faces life in prison when she's sentenced on May 10th. The grisly murders came to light on October 3rd of 2021 when Petoy's relatives asked police to perform a welfare check at Enders' waterfront home in Surf City, which is a part of Long Beach Island in New Jersey, Jersey Shore. It's a very nice spot. Because they've been unable to reach her for several days. When police arrived, they found the bodies of Enders and Petoy. Both victims died from multiple stab wounds, and both had been shot in the face. Mm. Inside the large 6-bedroom home, investigators found bloody footprints and a bloody glove, according to prosecutors. Detectives found surveillance footage showing someone going into and coming out of the house in the early morning hours the day of the murders. The footage also showed that person driving a large RV to the area. The court records show which authorities learned belonged to Heffernan. So as far as vehicles to use when planning a murder,
Yeah, I'm not picking an RV.
Our RV is probably not up high on the list, but interviews with neighbors and relatives revealed that Heffernan and her sister had recently been removed from her father's will. Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, right? Boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email, or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. Cool. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different, and in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with My Life in a Book is simple, and in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
That'll create the woman scorned situation.
Yeah.
Enders, who argued frequently with Heffernan,
She probably blamed the other one.
And was estranged. And was estranged from her sister. Well, she killed the other one too, though.
I know, but she probably got cut out of the will and she was blaming the girlfriend for that.
Well, she blamed them both. But Enders, who argued frequently with Heffernan and was estranged from her sister, also did not allow Heffernan, a realtor, to list the beach home for sale. So her dad was selling that beach house. She was a realtor, and beyond cutting her out of his will, he also didn't allow her to list his house. Court records show the home was actually sold for $1.7 million. So
cost her a little money.
That's a nice little realtor's payday there. On October 4th of 21, Heffernan was taken into custody by Pennsylvania State Police at her home in Landenberg. She pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors cited evidence tracking the RV and Heffernan's cell phone along that route, as well as 3 footprints identified as her footprints on bloodstained areas of the home's kitchen floor. Defense attorneys Stephen Altman and Phil Netty argued there was no evidence that Heffernan was in the vehicle and cited testimony taking issue with the idea that a person seen climbing over a fence at the home was actually their client. Well, I mean, they got your client's blood. They've got your client's DNA. She walked through the bloody area. So what's your story on that? They really didn't have a defense. This lady did it and was in such a fit of anger that she drove a RV and walked through blood on the floor. So defense attorneys believed that they had raised enough issues to bar a guilty verdict. They were wrong. Guilty. So now we're just waiting to find out how long she is going away for and whether you're cut out of the will or don't get a real estate commission check. Probably better situation than going away for murder.
I would say so. You know, people killing people over all kinds of crazy things.
Her daddy
and his girlfriend. I'm telling you, she blamed the girlfriend for everything and just hated them both because of that. But we're going to give you another situation where seems like these ridiculous murders just keep on occurring. And a Texas man is accused of gunning down a landscaper because he was angry about leaves being blown towards his truck. That's right. Look, that'll make you mad.
I'll give him that.
It aggravates me too. But San Antonio police responded to that call about a shooting. And when officers arrived at the scene, they find a 35-year-old man, the landscaper, injured with multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators say a man got into an argument with a landscaping crew at his apartment complex about the leaves, and he spoke with management at the complex's front office. But it apparently didn't resolve the situation to his liking. He then left the front office and opened fire on the landscaper.
Oh my God.
After speaking with witnesses and looking at the surveillance video, officers identified the shooter as 50-year-old Charles Martin, and they arrested him. The landscaper was taken to a hospital in critical condition, adding that at last check, his condition was still the same. Martin is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
That is
all over leaves being blown towards your truck, not even on them.
Okay, but also, it's an apartment complex. It's not even his house. It's like one thing if the...
And it's leaves. You can't control where they're going to fly.
It's one thing if a landscaper is screwing up where they're blowing things in your home, but an apartment, you don't have a yard. I mean, maybe there's a courtyard or something, but this was about them being... leaves being blown by his truck. Crazy.
Yeah. People do crazy shit.
Ever. That was like your second crazy San Antonio. This was a San Antonio special today.
It was. A lot of listeners in San Antonio have been yelling at me that I need to talk more about them in San Antonio.
Well, you've answered their call.
I've answered their call.
Well, let's go to Alamo something next. that ends a little happier. And it happens in one of my favorite places, Philadelphia.
Wow. I'm a Rocky.
A man has been released from a Pennsylvania prison after more than 3 decades. This follows a judge's decision to vacate his conviction in a 1990 murder. 61-year-old Ronald Johnson was released from the state correctional institution, Phoenix, on Monday night, following a Philly judge's decision and the prosecutor's move to dismiss charges. Phillips Black, a law firm that advocates for incarcerated individuals, played a significant role in gaining the release for Johnson. The law firm said on its website that Johnson and, quote, 3 generations of his family had, quote, fought tirelessly to prove his innocence for more than 3 decades. Stephen Lazar, a legal apprentice on the team, quoted Johnson as saying, quote, his first plan as a free man after 34 years was to visit the burial site of his mother, who always believed in his innocence. Johnson was convicted in the murder of a guy named Joseph Goldsby, who police said was dealing drugs when he was shot to death in his car in the Tioga section of North Philly back in March of 1990. Long time ago. Johnson's defense attorneys argued that Johnson was convicted on the basis of testimony offered by 2 men whose stories constantly changed and changed considerably over the course of police interviews, and that the conviction was devoid of any physical evidence. There were no fingerprints. There was no DNA. There was no other forensic evidence of any kind, just the changing testimony of these two men. Johnson's lawyers said that the two witnesses initially told police that Johnson was not present, and then they changed their story saying he was present before changing it yet again and identifying someone else altogether as the suspect. But police and prosecutors at the time withheld that evidence. Hard to understand 30-something years later why in the world they would do that. But the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office's Conviction Integrity Unit said in November that the evidence, quote, undermines confidence in the outcome of Johnson's trial, and that's why the DA dismissed the case and Johnson was set free after 30-something years. But it paints a pretty bad picture of the hanky-panky going on in the city of Philadelphia 30-something years ago when they railroaded this guy, because they had witnesses exonerating him and they had no physical evidence, yet they still locked him up for 34
years. They had a jury of his peers lock him up for that long. 12 people.
Yeah, but you can't blame it on the jury when you withhold exculpatory evidence. I mean, you can't do that.
Go to Oakland.
At your own risk.
At my own risk, and everybody there, actually. A mom and two kids return home, and they discover a stranger trying on clothes in their bedroom. This according to police. The man spontaneously told them his first name in the incident around 5 p.m., Oakland police said, and fearing for their safety, the mom and kids ran out of the room. The woman called her husband and he notified police. Officers searched the home, but they could not find the intruder. A parking enforcement officer saw a man matching the prowler's description walking south near officers, and they arrested him after the woman identified him. He was found with stolen mail, checks, credit cards, along with a dagger and some burglary tools. The 34-year-old Oakland man faces charges of burglary, possession of a dagger, and identity theft. Investigators also identified him as the man seen trying to break into another home in taking photos that a vigilant neighbor saw earlier the day before. He was unable to get in that house, though, and fled. So Oakland got someone going into houses putting on clothes.
Well, and the good news is that they actually arrested this guy.
Yes, because he was trying it in a house prior to that. And I can tell you, look, a lot of your serial killers and people like that, they start out peeping. That's what they start out doing. Mm-hmm. This guy sounds like he was a peeping Tom initially, and then he moved into, hey, I'm going to go in their house and try on their clothes. The next thing was, I'm going to kill somebody. I mean,
possibly.
All joking aside, that's how that stuff starts. The fantasies never are enough. They have to take it to another level.
Well, and like I said, the good thing is Oakland PD actually making an arrest. Hopefully they...
All right, it is a mile high crime. And look, birthday time is no time to get arrested, but especially arrested at the airport. It's also no time to joke about having bombs. How many times have we told you that? If you go to the airport and you say you have a bomb, they're not going to think it's funny and they're going to arrest you. Well, Mac Bourne figured it was his birthday and maybe the rules didn't apply to him. He was confronted by a flight attendant about his comments stating that the TSA missed the bomb that was in his bag. A man boarding a flight from Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood International Airport, was arrested Tuesday after making an ill-advised bomb joke while on the jetway. Mac Bourne, 27, was boarding a JetBlue Airways flight to San Francisco on his birthday when he joked that TSA had missed that bomb in his bag. When he was confronted by a flight attendant about his comment, he reaffirmed that TSA missed that that bomb. Borm was escorted from the jetway and placed under arrest. When authorities tried to interview him, he refused to speak and asked for counsel. So he was smart enough to know you have the right to remain silent, but not smart enough to joke about a bomb in his bag. Authorities, unsurprisingly, did not find a bomb. He did storm around the office after they attempted to arrest him, stating, "It's my birthday." I mean, he really did that, y'all.
Did they get him a cake or anything?
They still arrested him.
Yeah.
They still arrested him. But he was hoping, because it was his birthday, he even told the BSO sergeant that he would show his license and prove it's his birthday.
He just didn't get the part where they didn't give a shit.
Yeah, that I'm pretty sure that was probably the next comment out of their mouth. We could care less. So he was being charged with making a false report of a bomb, arson, or weapons of mass destruction, which is a second-degree felony, which, wow, that's a felony. That's major. So don't even joke about a bomb. This guy thought it was funny. It was his birthday. He probably visited TGI Fridays right before going through the, you know, the security checkpoint, but
his joke literally bombed.
Yeah, it very good, Mike. That was a good one.
Jim and I are in different places today. So.
There's a little delay on the music.
So that was Mike letting the banjos go a little bit too long. Okay, we got a dummy. We found a dummy.
Well, you can always find those.
Yeah, we found one.
Lack of dummies.
And we found this dummy in the epicenter of all criminal stupidity as we know it, Pinellas County. His name, Elias Connor. And he's the first wheelchair-bound bank robber to rob an American bank. We haven't fact-checked that thoroughly, but we believe it to be the case.
Maybe.
First wheelchair-bound bank robber to rob an American bank. And he did. He robbed a bank in St. Petersburg, Florida. He pulled out his gun and had multiple tellers empty their drawers of cash. And by the time he was done, he'd collected over $30,000. So there he is. He's got his wheelchair. He's in the bank. He's got his 30 grand. But Elias didn't put that money under a mattress or deposit it in another bank. Instead, he went where any self-respecting Pinellas County wheelchair-bound bank robber would go. He went to the strip club.
Okay. What else would you expect?
No reaction. What else would I expect? I don't know. We don't know what
sounds
to expect
pretty normal
with some
to me.
Of these stories, but I wouldn't have thought that's where he'd immediately go. But he went to the strip club, and
he's generous.
You never want to walk in one of those places that flush with cash, but being wheelchair bound with $30,000 in hand, he had himself a good time at the strip club. And while he was placing $100 bills inside of garter belts and throwing $100 bills in the air, he, for some reason, told one of his newfound friends at the strip club where he had obtained the $100 bills.
Yeah, that's where he messed up.
Yeah, so they placed a phone call, someone did, and just a few minutes later, Pinellas' finest came running into the strip club and wheeled him out in handcuffs. And he now listens to my favorite kind of music.
Which is?
I can't read Jim's labels.
Banjos!
You put it sideways. Who reads sideways? Going a couple extra.
Depends
notes.
On which way you're
couple
facing.
Of extra, a couple extra banjos there. A
couple extra banjos. Well, there you go.
Poor Elias. Pinellas County had 30 grand.
Well.
Go to the strip club.
Grady Judd. Is Grady Pinellas County?
No, Grady's Polk.
Polk. Okay. Yeah. I like Grady Judd. Does a great job. Well,
I saw Grady Judd on TV.
Yeah. He's got, look, he's got a YouTube that has over a million followers and he gets a million views a day. His TikTok is on fire. He even has a TikTok.
He was interviewed. It was a cable news show. Yeah. So, yeah, Grady's he's big time.
Very popular.
Sheriff on a shelf.
Sheriff on a shelf. All right. Well, Mike, any final thoughts? That would be a no.
I don't know, Jim. I don't have any
final thoughts
today. Just a bunch of horrible people doing horrible things in assorted places across our country today.
Well, you know, Woody always says he loves and appreciates each and every one of you. So we certainly do as well. Thank you very much for listening, sharing. Look,
I don't love each and every one of you. And let's face it, each and every one of you does not love me. So I wasn't going to convey a false premise.
Well, anyway, me and Woody love each and every one of you.
They do. That is true. Right. I can promise you that.
That's right. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Mike Agavino.
And for Woody Everton, we're your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.